NetWorthRadio.com, the Dallas Business Leadership Series. When I founded the program, a big part of that was out of admiration for the leadership that Dallas entrepreneurs show, and it's continued to this day. We've had tremendous guests on, as you may recall. We've taken kind of a culinary detour for the Dallas Business Leadership Series. Last interview was actually Buttigieg, the founder Horatio Lonsdale Hands. That interview is still at NetWorthRadio.com. And today, I was surprised. One night, I went to Celebration Cafe. I was picking up my dinner for the beautiful Michelle McGowan, and there were two charming young ladies at the bar handing out Sheila Certified Organic Tequila, and they are the 2016 San Francisco World Spirits Competition Medals winners. Congratulations. Joining me now, Natalie Merrick and Sheila Marshall, the founders, based in Little Elm, Texas. Tequila Sheila joins us now on Net Worth Radio. Welcome to the program. Glad to have you both here.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Nice to be here.
Now, so let's start with when the company was founded and what led you to that process.
Great. So we were founded about 3 years ago, and Sheila and I have known each other over 15 years. We worked together that long ago and have maintained a very close friendship since. And Sheila identified a niche, she's of an India background, and a niche in the India market where they didn't have a quality organic liquor and specifically tequila. And so that's where, after much research and discussions, we pulled our strengths together and decided that due to our love of celebrating with friends and family, that going in the route of building a tequila business would be interesting, fun, and a great adventure.
So
the first organic spirit in India was Sheila.
The first organic spirit is tequila,
yes,
Sheila.
In India.
All right.
That was a big one because people were getting into organic in India, especially the younger generation. Then we said, oh, okay. At that time, vodka was getting in. They didn't know much about tequila. So Natalie and I jumped into it.
Well, fantastic. And so India was your first market. Do you travel back and forth often?
Yes. Yes. My family is there. And that's how, yeah, of course.
And actually, it says right here on your bio that you're from Jalisco, Mexico, but you also have the background from India, too.
Our tequila's from Jalisco, and Sheila's from India, and I'm from Texas.
Okay. All right. So the Jalisco origin, are most tequilas made there?
Yes. The blue agave and the tequila is made. There are only certain regions in Mexico tequila is made, and Jalisco is a state where this tequila is made.
Well, fantastic. So this is available now in most stores in Dallas. How's the competition been to get the tequila into the stores here in North Texas?
Yes. So initially, our target was India, and then as we had, of course, samples here in Little Elm, we started sharing those with family and friends. The feedback was so positive that we were encouraged and to start the business or expand the business here to Texas. And so that's what we did in the past 7 months. We got our first shipment of tequila here to Texas. And, of course, it's a very competitive market, but the trend is by consumers is to drink premium tequila, which ours is a premium tequila. And, of course, the competition is good, but what we bring to the table is a very quality tequila. Of course, the organic is significant as well, but our tequila is unlike many where it's a sipping tequila. It's very smooth. You often see many tequilas
need the lime and the salt because it burns, but that's not what ours is. Ours is very quality, so it can beat out some competition because of that.
Well, and that's always good advice, to sip as opposed to a shot, right?
Yes, especially my añejo, if people like the whiskey, like I like whiskey, but if you like whiskey, my añejo is a great product because it's aged in whiskey barrel for 2 years, so that it gives a whiskey flavor that a lot of people, when people try on the tastings, I can see on their face how much they like a tequila. That alone is a big thing for us.
Well, it was, I agree. That was it is a unique flavor and a very high quality product.
And of course, we bring also to the table just our diverse backgrounds and the fact that we are two women, two very, I'd say, strong-willed, with lots of ambition ladies who are here to succeed. And we want to share a quality tequila and a healthier, more enjoyable experience in drinking said tequila.
You're tuned to Net Worth Radio Dallas Business Leadership Series. Two entrepreneurs, Natalie Merrick and Sheila Marshall, joining us from Sheila, Certified Organic Tequila. And Natalie, tell us a little bit about your background that led you to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, so I grew up in a very small town here in Texas called Westphalia. It's a small German community. It's still where all of my family lives. I was one of four children. And just so happens, all four of us ended up being entrepreneurs. My father my parents raised us on our family ranch, and my father still ranches. My mother, actually, when I started college, my mother started college with me, and she graduated a little bit faster than I did. She was on a very fast track, but. So I've come from a family of a lot of ambition and perseverance, and we still keep strong family ties for all events, birthdays, holidays. We always get together, and so it's just a very strong family bond.
Well, fantastic. And so, I'm intrigued by the fact that you had the courage to get over to India and start your own market there. How did you get somebody, boots on the ground in India, to take the project over?
Oh, well, I am from India. Originally, I was born and raised in India, and I also come from a huge family. I have 14 brothers and sisters.
14?
Yes.
Well, that's a huge, yeah, that is a huge family. So are they helping you?
No. They're not helping me because they have their own, you know. My background is, my dad was in a very high-end position. He's no more, obviously, but I grew up in a very traditional Catholic family. I have religious in my family. I have priests and nuns in my family. So that kind of a background I grew up. And if you ask me why... I'll tell you a story. My dad always told me that I am a go-getter. If I see something, I don't stop. I need to. And I had that all my life. And I think I take after my dad and my mom and all my siblings. In India, when I found out there is a niche for this market, Natalie and I discussed and we took over.
Well, that's it's impressive. It is a competitive market, but I see you've got the Total Wine account. You appear to be in every Total Wine, Specs, yeah. Siegel's, and Elm's Liquor. They're in Little Elm. So,
yep.
That's awesome. And then on you've got your restaurant list there too. We've got the link, Tequila Sheila, Sheela, TequilaSheila.com. That link is on the website. And we encourage listeners to sip, don't chug, and call. Go to TequilaSheila.com and order that today. All right. So what do you see the future as? I mean, you've had a successful North Texas launch. You've got some of the best names in the business carrying your product. What region do you think is next?
So we've, over the years, we've started to establish contacts in various other states. So as we grow outside of North Texas, we're already growing in Austin, San Antonio, and Houston through the Total Wine locations there. We are looking at Florida. Florida is a great market, and as well as some places in the Northeast. The North is very enticing because in the South, given our proximity to Mexico, we have an abundance of tequila here. So, of course, it's even more competitive. But in the North, and specifically the Northeast, they don't have as much of the premium tequila varieties. And so we definitely see that as an opportunity for us, and we'll be taking advantage of that. So
and plus, I lived in Boston. I went to B.C., so I have a lot of networking in New England area. So that is my target as well.
So you're going to go up and help those underprivileged Northeasterners who do not have abundance of tequila, especially organic tequila.
Organic tequila. And I've been in real estate business for about 17 years as well. So that helps me. I have a huge network in DFW.
Well, two entrepreneurs, Natalie Merrick, Sheila Marshall, founders of Tequila Sheila, TequilaSheila.com with a double E. Their bio and page is right there at NetWorthRadio.com. Well, congratulations on your Dallas business leadership, your entrepreneurism, and we wish you continued success. Hope you'll come back and give us an update as you make progress around the country. Natalie, Sheila, thank you for joining us on Net Worth Radio. We'll be right back. We're going to dive into some of the best planning tips. Alex Toline joins me next after this break on NetWorthRadio.com.